About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous J-Rock.
Coming up later this hour, we'll find out why we're on the greatest stretches of months of the year. Welcome to your Jason, July, August, September, October, November. And your Jason, also known as your Gayson Report, will be brought to you by K-Rock's newest DJ, Gay Leno. Used to be known by Postmaster Johnny, but now he's embracing his new identity here. Didn't like that nickname, so he's got a new one.
Gay
Leno.
He's going to wear a suit and tie.
He's going to do a suit and tie. He's going to come out. It's going to be...
He's going to have D's on it.
It's going to be great. So we got that coming up. That coming up a little bit later this hour. Also, talking about family drama. If you are not aware of what's been happening with everyone's favorite big bear, bald eagle, Jackie, it is all the makings of...
A reality show. It's great.
By the day. I mean, between all of the adultery and the girl-on-girl fighting, and then now the fact there's an update as of yesterday where the young have now left
the
their
kids
mom.
Left.
I mean, it's crazy. It's gotten out of control. So the question is your family, real-life family, crazier than this Eagle saga that's happening? If you can prove it to us, we will send your family to Big Bear with a four-pack of tickets, the second annual Big Bear MX Grand Prix, and that is up for grabs later this hour right here on K-Rock. If you're new to the show, nice to meet you. Where the hell you been? My name's Klein. There's Allie.
Hi.
That is DJ Omar Khan right there. He's the audio sniper. Jake Z Nerd.
What's that?
Who went on apparently a very successful date last night, which we'll learn about later this morning. And then in the back room, Vanessa. And, of course, let's not forget Gay Leno. So we will get into all that coming up this hour on the show. And it will be worth your while. In a moment, though, clickbait. Internet's got riddles and mysteries. We attempt to solve them once and for all. So if you are ready to have your mind blown... Get ready for what is next as we tackle some clickbait after this on KROQ. Good morning. There is something you could be drinking right now that will make you hornier, and it's not what you think. And that is today's clickbait. Here we go.
Clickbait.
This pertains primarily to women, although there has been research that is out that shows that it does potentially affect men as well. But they say that this drink... of all of the drinks out there, has the best chance to make females hornier. And it's not what you think. So what is it?
What do I think?
What do you think? You think drinking something...
I would love to really know what this is because I could use some help in this department. I just am not horny these days.
Well, stop looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, that's a good start. Bag
gotta,
over the gotta, head, you
gotta put,
number one.
You got to put like newspaper over the mirror, block all the reflective surfaces.
Yeah, it's got to be alcohol.
Which
is not that what I think?
Is that, it's not what you think, though, and that's what you thought.
Oh, God.
This drink is making women hornier. Science backs it up, too.
Yeah, I'm just going to say wine. I think that wine makes you feel fancy, which makes you feel sexy.
Any specific type of wine, you think?
Red.
Red wine.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to go with that old Chardonnay sway.
No. This is a Cab Sauv, kind of like a medium-bodied, full-bodied wine.
Red wine makes people tired, usually. A little bit more tired.
It makes my mom crazy.
Oh, well, your mom, I think, is making the wine crazy. Like your mom is the answer.
But she says it's the tannins.
Yeah.
That's what she says.
She watch Allie's mom. She puts a whole wine bottle in her mouth. That's how she drinks it. It's wild. All right, so Allie says red wine. She is a woman, and she says red wine makes her the horniest, or could make women the horniest. Jake?
Well, yeah, what I think is like tequila, but so I'm going to pick something the complete opposite, like whole milk or something.
Whole milk.
Oh, yeah. Nice chugga.
Oh, man, I can't keep my hands to myself.
You scored last night, dude?
Yeah.
Whole milk, man.
Whole milk did the trick.
So
I
much
can
milk.
Feel my bones growing.
I'm going to give you some whole milk.
Strong and ready.
Woo! All right, Jake says whole milk. Oh, man, I hope he's not right.
I mean, that actually sounds great right now.
Yeah?
Big cup of whole milk.
Oh, man, I am even hearing you say that now, I'm getting horny.
You know what this white substance reminds me of? Let's have sex.
Well, let's see if I can make some of this out of you now. Come on.
Gross.
All right, Omar, what is the drink that apparently is making women horny?
I'm going to go with good old-fashioned GHB or Rohypnol.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That is a terrible...
The date rape drug?
That is a terrible guess.
And no? It's not what you think.
Unless you're Bill Cosby.
All right.
There he is.
Hey, Cosby. Yeah.
Did you do this study, Bill? It's not what you think, or it is something new.
All right. Vanessa, you don't usually get to do clickbait with us, but you are a lady, a straight lady, so I'd like to get your opinion on this. What do you believe is the drink that is not what you think that is making women horny?
Well, I was thinking what I was thinking, which was alcohol, but then I was thinking, pineapple juice? I don't know.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
All right.
Any type of juice, like a fresh fruit juice.
Like in a juice box?
Freestyle.
You like the Honest brand? You like the pink lemonade one?
All right.
No, like straight from the fruit.
All right, these are all good guesses. None of them are actually...
I think that's another brand of juice box.
None of them are actually right, though. According to experts, if you want to get hornier, ladies, guys, maybe your woman's not up for it these days. You can't quite figure it out. Stop wasting all your money on wine and whole milk, hoping it's going to happen. That's just not.
It's just a fridge full of milk and wine.
I don't understand. I bought so much whole milk.
909 guessed pickle juice. That's a great guess. Something random like that.
It's not as random as you'd think, but apparently green tea.
Oh, my God. I was thinking tea.
You didn't say it?
But then I was like, you feel cozy when you have tea, so you wouldn't really feel like having sex.
Green tea helps the female libido because of a bunch of words I can't possibly pronounce, but it has a lot to do with the blood flow, which is pretty significant down there, the alcohol linked to low sex drive and problems with sexual functioning. But the green tea... is apparently will make all of the things flow better and as a result can actually, if enough of it is consumed on a regular enough basis, can actually lead to a woman feeling much hornier than she normally would be.
Wow. So every girl in a Japanese restaurant is just ready to go?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the sad reality is whenever they come by and they say, can I get you a green... My wife's always like, no, green tea for I'm just going to be like, yes, she'll have seven of them. Keep them coming.
Just shoving it. Drink it.
Drink this green tea.
951 said champagne and an Ambien. That's the right answer.
Well, sorry. According to this expert, it's the green tea. That's what you got to drink. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, is your family crazier? And you have to give us a reason why. And we're going to tell you about the saga that has started. The whole timeline of this eagle situation with the Big Bear Eagles is out of control. Jackie fighting for her life right now. Meanwhile... her man is
Shadows
banging some other younger eagle.
Well, not banging yet, but hanging out with.
Well, they're doing the whole courting process. Meanwhile, the kids have left. It's gotten out of control. So the question is, what is the craziest situation that's happened in your family lineage? We'll get your stories next, and we'll send a family up to Big Bear to celebrate. And that'll be after this at 800-520-1067. Call now. We'll hear your stories after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. If you were to just read the transcripts, or at least look at what has happened with the big bald eagles of Big Bear, you would think to yourselves, this seems like something that was written by a writer's room, because it's got all the drama that you would expect from one of those, like a soap opera or some show. Even the reality shows like Real Housewives, where they do a good job of figuring out ways to make the drama look like it's constantly there.
Well, they have writers as well.
Who's sleeping with who, and I can't believe she said this behind her back, and... if you think about that, that's kind of what's going on with these Big Bear bald eagles right now, specifically Jackie, who's like fighting for her life. And sadly, there's all sorts of stuff happening behind the nest.
What's the matter? Are you a good birdie?
No. She is a good birdie.
She's a good birdie, but Shadow's being a bad birdie.
So here's what's happening in Big Bear, and then we'll hear your stories at 800-520-1067. Is your family crazier than what is currently happening with the family of bald eagles and Big Bear? And our favorite story will get 4 tickets to go to Big Bear to be a part of this Grand Prix that's going to be taking place there. We'll give you all those details coming up in a moment.
Well, it all started with a bitch fight because Jackie got bombarded by some younger female eagles. They started bitch slapping her. We thought it came out of nowhere. Come to find out, they knew that Jackie was on the outs, that she was sick somehow, and they were already trying to get her out of the picture. Now that she's been rescued and is seeking treatment and getting surgeries, her health is at risk. She's in critical condition. One of those bitch-ass bald eagles is now hanging out with Shadow, the father of their 2 children, and nesting with them, hanging out on the same perch as them. And they say Shadow's not interested, but in a few months, when he starts getting all heated and wanting to make babies, he's going to cheat on her, so she better get better fast. Meanwhile, the kids have flown the nest because they think that Jackie has abandoned them.
Right, so it's like all the drama you could expect. And the question we have for you, because that's real-life stuff right there. And if Jackie wasn't the celebrity bald eagle she is, you know, millions of views on the Eagle Cam and everything else, then she probably just would have been dead already. But because we were so aware of what was going on, she's getting treatment now, just like any good celebrity.
Still looking haggard, but she's on her way.
She's probably gonna her public relations team is probably gonna say she's got exhaustion and dehydration and whatever else they say. But she's going through the process. So the question we have for you, and good luck, is your family somehow crazier than that of the Big Bear Bald Eagles? We say good morning now to Joe. Joe, why do you believe your family is crazier than the saga we bring to you from the real-life bald eagles of Big Bear?
Because I've been divorced for over 17 years. Our kids are grown, and I just had to fly to Texas to have a family meeting with my grown kids, my wife, my ex-wife, and her current husband, who is also my cousin.
And what is the family meeting about?
Keeping track of all of that.
It was the ex-wife, baby mama, pulling strings and making drama.
Let me get this straight. You divorced your wife, almost two decades ago, and she ended up marrying your first cousin.
Correct. Second cousin, but close enough.
And were you young when you got married the first time?
Right out of high school. Like, dropped out of high school to get married and get jobs. Mm-hmm. Typical Texas story.
Yeah, so now you've got all of these layers, which, you know, I guess would definitely put you at the level of crazy. I think when people go, like, man, my family's so boring, we don't have anyone sleeping with other relatives and this and that. But in this particular
case, nobody in my family says that.
And your and your relationship with your ex-wife now is not good.
No, not at all.
Well, you want to think about that for a second before you answer?
That's terrible.
All right, hold on. That's
I
Joe
wish
right
one
there.
Of them would get a disease and have to go to the hospital like Jack.
I got
to
try to figure out, so the crazy aspect of that, in addition to the fact that he had to fly to sit through a family sit-down, is that basically his ex-wife started dating his cousin and married his cousin.
After he dropped out of high school to be with her teens.
Hold on one second. Catherine. Why is your family crazier? Hi, welcome. You're battling a family of eagles right now, but why do you believe that you are crazier, at least your family is?
Well, my mother started dating my grandmother's widower, who I'd known as my grandfather for over 20 years. And then after several years when they broke up, my grandfather, or stepdad-ish, started dating his brother's widow, and they're still dating.
What?
Oh, man.
Okay, so
widow swap is crazy.
So your grandmother had a husband. She died. He's alone. Yeah. And your mom said, I'm going to take that man? That's basically her stepdad
Absolutely.
That she's dating?
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
And for several years.
That's a weird-ass level of crazy.
And
right
now
there.
They broke up, and he is dating somebody else's sister?
Oh, another
he's
widow.
He's dating his brother died, and now he's dating...
Whoa, so he's dating his sister-in-law.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now we've got
he
competition.
He must slay.
I mean, that's...
He's the shadow.
I get the idea that you develop relationships with people in life. Like, I have friends whose wives I'm friendly with because we all hang out together. The concept and I guess it happens all the time. Maybe it's not that weird that someone dies or is out of the picture, and then you go, hey, you know, we've always gotten along. Let's go ahead and bring this to the next level. I guess it feels more natural when it's happening in real time than when you say the headline of so-and-so is dating so-and-so's widow. It's got a weirdness to it. But this one's weird because...
This would be like my mom dying and me dating her husband.
Have you thought about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's rich.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually thought about dating Steve.
I think we should all date Steve.
He needs his medicine. It'd be a full-time job dating Steve, but yeah.
Can you imagine years of that person being your stepdad?
With that gag reflex, you're never going to get Steve. Taryn, we're trying to figure out, are human families crazier than the saga that's happening with the Big Bear Eagles right now? Someone's going to win a trip to go to Big Bear. You can see this Eagle saga with your own eyes happening before your very eyes at Big Bear. What's up, Taryn?
Hi. So my mom and dad had three kids together, and then my dad cheated on her and went on to have seven more kids with different women.
Whoa, all different women?
All different women. I literally met a sibling I had never met a few months ago. I was like, these siblings keep popping up. There's at least 10 of them. My grandma includes every single one of them in the will. But even to make it crazier, both my mom and my dad have slept with each other's best friends. But everybody's still cool with it.
Wow.
My mom actually passed, dear God rest her soul, but all these people are at her service. And my dad's crying more than anybody. They did reconcile for a little while before she passed. So after all this drama, somehow she never hated him. They were always cool. And it's the weirdest thing sometimes.
Your mom, really let me get this straight. Your mom, RIP, slept with your dad's best friend. And then he slept with her best friend.
Yes.
And
those two best friends are actually a couple now. So,
and then, wow. Yeah. Oh, man. The plot thickens. And you at your mom's funeral, you met a bunch of siblings that you didn't even realize were your blood siblings, but they were because your dad was out there slaying.
Yes.
Huh.
So you noticed.
Some have been adopted. Some live in other states. Where, I mean, it's crazy.
And is part of you upset that you now have to share inheritance with all these other siblings that you didn't even know about?
I mean, a little bit. My grandmother, she loved them all. If they had the bloodline, they had the bloodline. So we just kind of roll with it at this point. What else do you do?
All right, Allie, at this point, I think we've heard enough evidence out there that humans are at least on the same level of crazy as eagles.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? Maybe Shadow has other kids out there that we don't know about. Maybe there's no live cam on the other nests.
Right.
Sometimes he leaves. Where's he going?
Shadow must be hoping. Oh, please don't cam this. This is going to ruin everything.
I got my second, third families.
So of the stories we heard, because it's too hard to keep track of the rest of these, and there's a lot of sleeping with so-and-so, and so-and-so died. We've got the widow situation.
I mean, really, all this was just old people sex and cheating.
It's a lot of that going on. Which one do you think is the craziest family?
I mean, I feel bad about the one we just heard from, because she has all these siblings she doesn't know about, and now she has to share money with them and
all
responsibilities.
Right. Well, here's what you don't have to share with them. I agree. That was actually the next level of crazy. You will be going, and you're going to have to pick your favorite of your siblings. I know you've got a lot to pick from, but you get four tickets to the second annual Big Bear MX Grand presented by O'Neill Bear Mountain Ski Resort, taking place August 19th through the 23rd. We'll be giving away a lot of tickets for that next week, but we would love to send you to Big Bear so you can be with your own. You and the Crazy Eagles can all join forces together and swap stories. All right? So we got that.
Just shout your family drama at them from the base of the tree.
That was some aggressive, cool stuff on KROQ. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We are going to get to the final exit interview ever of one of Jake's first dates, because the man was having no luck dating for a long time. He was on a very, very long sexual drought. I mean, it was...
Yeah, did that ever get to the two-year mark, Jake?
They were going to... His drought was going on so long, they were going to have to replace his penis with turf. That's how bad the drought was, Allie. They said, we need to put turf in here.
Oh.
It was the worst drought I think anyone has ever experienced in the history of the world. And Jake has ever since turning over his dating profile to a couple of women, Allie and Vanessa, he has now been unstoppable, at least getting the dates. At least he's found people that have matched with him.
He's able to get the dates, which was more than he was able to do before.
The last few exit interviews didn't go great. I believe the last woman gave him a bunch of low scores, twos and threes across the board. And then when he asked her at the end, would you like to go out with me again? She said, probably not.
Yeah, that one did not. But you weren't feeling that one either, right, Jake?
No, not really.
Yeah, you kind of knew.
The woman you met last night, was the first time you actually listened to some of the feedback. So you look at this like a science experiment, because Jake's a nerd and that's how he looks at things. And he finally, after being pressured by all of us to listen to the feedback he got from all of these other dates, he, for the first time ever, put on pants and I think wore a shirt with sleeves.
Yeah, and you know, Jake, I think that you probably, I assume, had a better date experience because you made some changes. Are you happy that you made some of the changes that we've suggested?
I guess so, because it worked out, but, you know, I still am not a fan of wearing pants when it's 90 degrees outside.
And you wore shoes, closed-toed shoes?
Closed-toed shoes.
And you went to the place that was convenient for the date, not just the place that's convenient for you, which is the same sports bar you always go to.
Exactly, yeah. It was like 6 miles away from her house.
So he, listen to this. I mean, he did, I'll give Jay credit for the guy who's as stubborn gets.
He drove more than 10 minutes.
Right, ever since he had his
all across the city.
We had his weird mantra on the show. And then sent Allie and I a follow-up weird-ass text about his mantra. he now was able to understand the error of his ways. And listen to this. I think finally, this is what you call progress. This is what you call growth, evolution. Listen, Ellie, I mean, this date, ever since he listened to the advice given to him by the listeners and by us, he did something different and listened to this.
What's your name?
May.
May.
Should I have given a fake name?
Now you can't.
So that's May. She should have given a fake name, but she didn't.
Your
so now
bedside manner is just unparalleled.
Too late. Not going to edit that. You're May. Everyone knows it now.
May, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate our first date?
8.5.
3.5, did she say?
8.5.
Oh, I think she said 8.5.
She gave it a 0.5. That's a terribly low score, Jake. I mean, well,
we
didn't even
nothing.
Get 1 point.
Let's hear this again.
How would you rate our first date?
8.5.
Definitely a 0.5.
Right? I heard 8.5.
That's what you
She's
are.
She's like, mumble. Maybe he won't know.
What's less than one?
Sure, 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 5.
Sounds good.
8.5, okay.
No, I didn't say that.
That sounds great. Yeah. I heard 10.
What could have gone better?
Actually, not much.
How would you rate my outfit?
Up until now, the highest score Jake got on his outfit was, I believe, a 2. He was getting zeros. He got a few ones. I think he got a 2.
We also got a, I don't want to rate your outfit.
Right, I won't do it.
Which means negative.
This was the first time Jake put on pants, closed-toed shoes, a shirt with sleeves.
No, actually, I just had a black t-shirt. But it was, like, form-fitting. It wasn't, like, huge.
Right.
With you a graphic or no graphic?
It had a mild graphic on it.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the graphic?
It was a Soundgarden t-shirt.
Okay. At least that's like a band people have heard of.
Okay. And
it wasn't like a warm handsy uncle shirt or something.
And when you say long pants, you mean jeans or you wore like slacks?
I wore jeans.
Uh-huh. You could have worn the Tool shirt. That would have like upped it a point or two.
Ooh. She likes Tool?
It's her favorite band, actually.
Well, wait a minute.
One girl likes Tool. We found her.
Jake, is this the woman that you, that's the Magic the Gathering fan too?
No, no. Oh, nah, she okay. Still doesn't message me back.
Oh, that's not good.
That's the magic.
Magic the never gathering together. We will not be Magic the Gathering.
But otherwise, fine. Casual. Yeah. Your shoes are a little, eh.
Yeah.
Shoelaces are untied.
This one is, yeah. I just noticed that myself.
You couldn't even tie your shoes? What, do you look homeless?
Jake, I didn't notice they were outside and I had shoelaces on.
Jake's not used to having real shoes on, so it's confusing how these shoes work.
Yeah, I usually have my sandals.
Yeah.
It's like Encino Man.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how to do it. Bunny loop or something. So your shoes are untied. She notices that your shoes do not get... And women very much like to look at the shoes. It's important for the ladies. Clean shoes.
Yes, and what kind of shoes? Were they sneakers?
They're like Vans.
Lace-up Vans.
Yeah, lace-up Vans. Okay.
Well, not lace-up in this case. Unlaced Vans.
Right.
How would you rate my smell?
You smell like patchouli.
And so 1 to 10.
Maybe a little bit more, like a 4.
4.
She wanted to say a 1.
Yeah, I mean, if she's saying, right, a 4 is a 1, right?
Well, no. I think when she's going, before she answers, then I think she's trying to get over the smell part.
Right.
Do you think it was okay that I...
What's that, Omar?
I was just asking Jake if he actively puts patchouli oil on, or is it just kind of like the remnants of the shack?
I think it's the remnants of the shack. It's permeating. It's soaked into my skin now.
You don't rub oil on you, too, for the dates?
Sometimes, yeah, it's like but it's like a blend. It's a special blend.
It's called vagina kryptonite. Put it on before all my bull. Yeah. Wait, so
my
Jake,
desert vagina blend.
Wait, Jake, you think that the patchouli she smelled on you was like patchouli leavings?
Probably, yeah. But wow. There is like an oil sometimes I put on that
but
helps.
But you do know that all of the women have all been pretty critical, not in a good way, about the patchouli smell.
I like it.
No, I know.
But
we didn't ask if you
like. If there's
like
something
it.
Else you need to change up, you should probably change.
That would be the next thing. And it doesn't your the deodorant you wear also?
The deodorant is patchouli copal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jake. Oh, but to be fair, I don't know if he can change this.
Right.
I think
right.
It's just permanent. I think it's an impermanent.
Yeah.
Do you think it was okay that I brought my dog?
100%. I think that's your gimmick.
Oh, that's
your 10+.
Yeah. how likely would you be to go on a second date with me?
What do you think she said, Allie? This is usually the moment of truth. Last girl said not very likely.
God, she just kind of seems uninterested
to me. Yeah, she does.
But then the way Jake's been behaving, it makes me think that it was good. So I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
These people surprise me.
Yeah, it's just both
standards. Because when they say one, two, three, do you want to see each other again? Yes, I do.
This is what she said.
I'd say a 10.
A 10?
A 10.
Wait. Say that to go out, the overall day was a 10?
Well, he said, how likely would you be to go out with me again? And she said a 10, which I don't know what the
maybe
scale
is. She's looking at her watch.
Cologne, dude.
Oh, it's 10.
Would you be to go on a second date with me?
I'd say a 10.
10?
Yeah, you're kind of cute. Interesting. We like Tool. You have the dog. That was kind of the kicker.
Yeah.
So because he likes Tool and has a dog. But
And Tool's your favorite band? Would you like the date to continue?
Kind
of. Yeah?
So this is Jake's way of asking her to come back to the show.
It seems like you're trying to get away from me.
Nope.
So anyway.
Nope, I am desperado.
This lady is extremely attractive, too.
She is,
yeah.
Wait, are these the pictures Jake put in the email? That's who you went out with?
Yeah, she's cute.
Does this woman know that you were actively hitting on the competitive eater only a few hours before your date with her?
She does not know that, no.
Oh.
And also, is she pretty, is she way younger than you, or is she just looking?
No, she's only, I think, 3 years younger than me.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she looks way younger than you do.
Thank you.
Is that what she looks... Is
10, that, 10 is years that, younger.
Is that what she looks like in person, or are those pictures...
No, yeah, she does. She looks almost exactly like that.
Really?
Yeah, great.
All right, Jake, please get yourself man cologne. Let's make this happen for you.
This was the exit interview part two, guys.
All right, exit interview part two.
What? Oh, no. Wait.
It's an hour later. Now, how would you rate the date 1 to 10?
What did I rate it last time?
What was my lie 8, I 8. Told 8. You 5. Last time an hour ago?
We're nine. I'm having a great time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the most fun part so far?
Really?
You're just pointing the kibbe? Okay.
Oh, man.
This is where I think Jake gets a false sense of confidence, because I do think the dog is the everything for these women.
I know that we have upgraded his profile and stuff, but I really think kibbe has gotten him laid more than anybody.
Yeah.
It's the bonus feature, and you knew it when you brought her along.
Well, a lot of my coworkers said not to bring her on a first date. Was their advice.
I mean, it's sort of like swings the tips of scales, swings the leave. I don't know. I'm very bad at idioms.
Sure.
Did you get her hammered or something, or is she drugged up?
Yeah.
Is there a chloroform rag involved in this?
She had numerous beers. That's what else I liked about her. She drank beers with me,
mm-hmm.
and she was close. Well, she took an Uber out to the bar because she lives really close, and so, yeah, she, you know, a little tipsy.
And you're at her place now.
We're right outside the second bar, like, I don't know, 2 miles away from her place.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you in kissing me?
Oh, damn.
Wow. Aggressive question.
Those in my ears.
Vanessa can't hear this. She's too young for this content.
This is like PG-13
right,
stuff.
Right.
So.
This is not
ew, people kissing.
The cootie transmitter.
Right this moment?
Not this moment, but tonight sometime.
Maybe a 9.5.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Oh my God. Jake. Really?
Jake, it's
Jake, over and out.
This guy's horny. 10-4. Jake, unbelievable, dude. It's like she's playing into your weirdness, and you're somehow...
I just always think, how does a woman describe this date to her friends?
Nice.
That's how. That's how she describes it.
It was nice.
So, finger guns? Did you do
right this moment? You want to kiss me right now?
No. Yeah, are we going to do it?
Yeah.
You're going to record it?
Yes, record it.
God. All right, fine.
How would you rate that kiss?
I don't know. How would you rate that kiss?
1,000. Yeah. How would you rate it?
Yeah.
Man. 1,000,000, best moment in my life. What about you?
He'll do.
1,000 followed by Oh, man.
Yeah.
10.5.
10.5 out of 10?
Oh, God. Oh. And now I got audio of them having sex, if you want to hear
No, you don't.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to orgasm right now?
There you have
nice.
It.
Nice.
That's, so, Jake.
Thank you for that.
How did that whole thing end?
Very well. I didn't leave her house till, like, after 1 o'clock.
Wow.
So you got laid last night?
Twice.
Wow. So are you going to see her again? Or is she returning your messages or what?
I hope so. I'm supposed to see her on Friday.
You think that's going to... You want to take bets if that happens or not?
I think it will.
Really?
I think she'll give him a few more rolls in the hay.
I'll take the under.
You think she's going to bail?
Yeah.
How much would I bet?
You know what I wonder, though? She got him to go out to her area 2 miles from her place.
Right.
She brought him back. It's a Jake.
She's like a female Jake. She
yeah.
likes Tool.
So,
come to my neighborhood.
Yes, this is my bar. This is my thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's the way she wants it. So I wonder if there's going to be a problem there.
And physically, Jake, she is your type. I'm not going to say what that means, but right? I mean, I'm right about that?
Smoke show.
No, it's not really what I was getting at, but she's got going on what you like.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Alternative looking.
What city does she live in?
Venice.
Venice.
Oh, that's
come
far
up with
for
something
you.
With that, Klein.
Not going to come up with that. I'm not going to talk about that.
Let's put that to rest.
We're going to take a break. We got the news to get to. Then we get your spot on the standby boarding list. Everyone gets to experience the noise of Jake's date after this. Some ADD news, then immediately we'll ask you to give us a call. I'll be the 20th caller, 800-520-1067. The second the news is done, so we can get you on that standby boarding list. Jimmy Eat World of the Hollywood Bowl right here, and a chance to go see them again in Atlanta, part of Shaky Knees. It's all part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
The city of L.A. has been trying to get people to take the metro in any way they can. They had the whole Ride the D campaign when the D line opened up. They tried to share encouraging numbers about the lower crime rates and the less amount of homeless people. And now they've resorted to bribing you. Would you ride the metro if you were paid to take the metro? This is what they're offering.
This morning, the agency says it'll pay L.A. County residents $600 just to try them out. So here's the catch. You have to agree to leave at least one household car parked at your home for 5 weeks. You have to get around town using Metro Transit or bike share. Carpooling with a friend or walking is okay as well. Anyone 21 years old, and if you have a car, you can sign up for the challenge. Metro will track your progress using the Go Karma app. Only 2,000 residents will be selected, so sign up now if you are up for the challenge.
So $600 flat fee for 5 weeks of leaving your car at home.
You can't use your car at all.
You
Weekends.
Can't use your car at all. They would have, they would, unless you were using a car and it was a quote carpool situation. I don't know how they would fact check that.
Right.
So I think there's a little bit of an honor system there, but
I have no problem lying to them for $600.
The $600 though is nothing compared if you actually take the metro and the hospital bill you get after getting stabbed.
Right. Well, they would have to cover that. They would have to cover all stab related injuries.
I would want that in writing.
That they
sure.
cover that.
But would you, I know that you would never really do this, but theoretically, if you were paid to just try it out and actually see if you liked it. I just don't know if I'd be able to get anywhere. Like, I think I've tried before, and then I look it up, and it's going to take 4 hours versus 1 hour.
Yeah, I mean, I live in the Valley, so I'd have
like,
to figure out the... I'd have to,
I don't even know where the metro station
I'd have
is
to
by me.
I'd have to take the bus to Hollywood. I'm just trying to figure out even the logistics behind this. I'd take the bus to Hollywood.
Like, let me see right now. Here.
Every once in a while when I'm in the wrong setting on Google Maps and it tells me how long it's going to take me to get somewhere, every once in a while I'm in the public transit mode and it'll say like, it's going to take you 6.5 hours. And I'll go, that's crazy.
And I'm like, oh my God,
and then,
this is
and then
terrible.
I'll go, let me switch that back to car. Oh, it'll be there in 15 minutes. Okay, great.
So
I don't know. I mean, the answer is, would I do it? I used to be a big fan of, depending on where I've lived in the world, I used to be a big fan of...
Oh, yeah, they had a good public transit system.
Sure. I took New York all the time, and I lived in Madrid. I took their public transit pretty much everywhere I went in Spain for a while.
Right.
Used it successfully in multiple other cities.
So
here, never.
If I were to leave now from my house to here, it would take me 1 hour and 5 minutes. If I took public transit, I would have to walk for 14 minutes, then get on a 161 bus, then transfer to a 150 bus, then transfer to a 240 bus, which would then take me to the 761 bus, and then to the 20 bus. So I would have to take 5 different buses, and I would arrive. It would take 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, worth it. Then you don't value your time, and you do value money, so I would say
if I left now, I'd get here at 1 o'clock.
You get home at 1 o'clock.
Oh, man.
I think you should leave now and let's see.
I mean, that's insane.
So anyway, that's the deal. And if it works for, if it works for your lifestyle, I have a lot of friends that have recently got rid of cars and just relied on either rideshare or walking places or e-bikes or whatever.
If it's convenient for
you,
great.
If you can make it work, great.
If you can only take one bus instead of five, go for it.
That first trip to Costco is going to be a real challenge. That's all I'm saying.
Someone did win Mega Millions, but Powerball is still climbing. We are now fast approaching the $1 billion mark, which is now when I start becoming interested. There was there were a couple of $1 million winners, but the jackpot is currently at $856 million. And you know what that means. The newscasters are going to start making jokes about if they win, you won't see them at work tomorrow.
Meet the shoot.
Oop, hold on. That's the wrong story.
Wait, what?
So if I win big, you may not see me tomorrow. Kurt?
All right, see you tomorrow, Riley.
Of course, I got that ticket for us. So if we win, you know, we're not going to have to work anymore. I'm just kidding.
But now on to the idea that you had. Called the Pooh Shoes.
Oh, this was one of my great ideas.
They came up with a better one, and not only is it going viral, it is sold out everywhere.
God damn it.
It's called the S Shoes.
Meet the S Shoes. Yes, that's really the name of them. They're not made for walking around town. They're made specifically for your bathroom. Now, the gut health company behind them says these chunky platform shoes lift your knees into a more of a squat position while you're on the toilet, similar to what those traditional toilet stools used to do, which can make bathroom trips a lot easier. Now, they cost about $69.
Exactly. Hilarious. What you would do.
Hilarious.
Too. I mean,
yeah.
So you.
Someone came up with my idea, but mine were...
Yours wasn't this, though.
These actually have a function. Mine are just shoes you put on over your shoes, so if you go to the bathroom at work, no one can see who's blowing up the bathroom because they can identify people based on shoes.
I went to pee a little while ago, and I saw somebody in there. I saw their shoes. Right. I know their shoes. I'm like, well, that's that
person.
When
I walk into the bathroom now and I see Jake's flip-flops under the stall, I just turn around and leave. I won't even wash my hands in the bathroom.
Shouldn't bother him.
But that's the idea, that you wouldn't know because you'd all be wearing mysterious kind of shoe covers called the Pooh Shoes.
Remember, the squatty potty was a huge thing,
right.
That it literally is a huge thing. It's big.
Right.
So if you just put these little shoes on when you sit down, and then you've got that elevation, and then when you're done, you just put them over in the corner. They're like little platform sandals.
Well, another great idea that someone else is going to get rich off of. Damn it. Vanessa, it's because you didn't put a note on my desk.
Damn it.
That's why. We would have made a lot of money.
Another one gone.
Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now and hook you up with tickets. Here we go.